You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. The huge hack of Hong Kong toy company VTech continues to spread. VTech said today that hackers stole information of nearly 6.5 million children who used its toys. That number is up from 200,000, which is how many kids the company said were affected when it announced the hack on Friday. Hackers also grabbed the data on about 5 million of the kids' parents. The children's stolen information includes names and birth dates, and it may include photos and chat logs from VTech's toy tablets and their parents' phones. For more, here's Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech and the new podcast Codebreaker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Molly.
How could someone use this data? Because other than the extremely high creepy factor, kids' data doesn't really have much value, right?
Well, it doesn't yet, Molly. And there is a scare factor here. But your average kid doesn't have a credit card, right? Here's something to remember, though. It's what several security researchers have said to me in the past. A lot of these kinds of hacks can be incremental and build towards a kind of data profile over time that becomes a real problem for a person. So you get a kid's name and address in a toy hack. Maybe later that name gets matched to an actual physical address, then maybe a social security number and another hack further down. Eventually, hackers can build a more permanent data profile on a person that doesn't change, like a password can be changed, and thus becomes useful further down the line and a real problem.
And does this feel like a bit of a shift? I mean, I sort of would have thought that maybe children's data would be off limits. Does this feel like a watershed moment? And I mean, cyber attacks have become so common, but somehow this one seems extra shocking.
Yeah, it does feel shocking, Molly. And in part, that is because we are starting to see the edge of something that people have been talking about for a while, which is the Internet of Things and the fact that so many of the things that we use, including toys, Molly, are going to be connected devices. And it's the beginning of a problem that I don't think is going away for a long time.
And isn't it something parents should be aware of as they're shopping for the holidays this year? I think that casual Internet connection. I mean, really, that casual Internet connection is everywhere. Like, maybe we need to go back to, you know, Legos and
no, Legos will always be huge, Molly, of course. But I do think that one thing that parents should be thinking about as they buy connected toys is, what is the data that's being asked for when you give your child a connected toy? And just think about it a little bit. Think about how you use your data. Think about what kind of data you're inputting into this connected toy. And I think all of us should be thinking about that. I know security researchers and hackers are already thinking about this, so we should too as users.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and the brand new Codebreaker podcast, which you should check out immediately. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thank you, Molly.